What is going on, and welcome to the Real and Raw Show. I am your host, John Marone. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you haven't done so already, please take a second to like, subscribe, and write a review. This show is based around everything real life, real estate, and real tools for real change. So if you're ready to go ahead and have some real change in your life, get your pen and paper, and let's get real and raw. What is going on, and welcome back to another episode of the Real and Raw Show. Hope you guys are crushing the week. Today I want to talk about an Instagram post I had posted last week, but I'll get into that in a second. Two quick announcements. Number one announcement is kind of what I talked about last week. Hey, if you are into beach type of clothing and that type of vibe, go check out my wife's new business, Beach Bum Boulevard, BLVD. All kids stuff, adult stuff, hats, stickers, the whole nine. But if you're looking to get some cool swag, beach swag, and support a mama on a mission, then go ahead and go to the Beach Bum Boulevard, BLVD.com, and check out the swag there, or check her out on Instagram, which is at Beach Bum Boulevard, BLVD23. Beach Bum Boulevard 23. Go check her out. But obviously, you know, if you guys are into that, like we are, and bringing the beach vibes to wherever you're at, then go ahead and check it out and see if there's something that obviously floats your boat, whether it's for you, your kids, your grandkids, your nephews, your nieces. Go check it out. Support my beautiful wife. Now, another quick little announcement is that I want to help you in your business ASAP. You know, we coach a lot of agents. And what I've found is that a lot of agents are struggling to be on a consistent basis of mastering their craft, consistent basis of mastering their mind, get a consistent basis of posting good content that attracts people who want to work with them on social media, and really don't have a consistent structure that will create more freedom in their life and in their business. That is what we do at Real Estate Mastery Coaching. Last year alone, our clients made over $31 million in commission earned because we teach them the 4S formula: sales, social, structure, self-mastery. Those are the four things that we have developed as four key pillars to creating a high quality of life and a high quality of business. So whether you're brand new into real estate, I have an option for you. We have just released or about to release a new product for a lower level of investment. Or if you're somebody, man, I'm like 10 deals, I'm getting 20 deals, 30 deals, 40 deals, you reach out to me as well, because you will fit right into our Real Estate Mastery Coaching program. And if you are coaching a team, this is a big one. If you coach a team, then we will coach your team for the price of one, essentially. So one investment, as if you're one person paying for coaching, and we will coach your team for you. We'll coach them every single Wednesday. They'll have all of our resources, from our scripts, our listing presentation, our buyer presentation, done for you emails, done for you text messages, done for you social media templates, all done for them. So whether you're a single agent, right, or an agent on a team, it doesn't make a difference. That's not really doing too much. Reach out to me. Or you're an agent that's hitting some numbers, but not where you want to be, or losing a quality of life while hitting those numbers, reach out to me. Or if you're an agent that has a team and wants us to coach your team while coaching you simultaneously and making sure that we give you feedback on how your team can get better, because these calls are not just group calls. You have access to a one-on-one call with me as well. It's actually how we get our coaching started, is we have a one-on-one call. If that is you, you must fill out an application. I got to figure out where you're at and where you'd fit into our Real Estate Mastery Coaching program. The investment is stupid cheap. I'm not going to lie. It's a super inexpensive investment for your return. Most people will get their return back in less than one transaction. So if you don't think that our coaching can help you get one transaction, at least more than you would normally get, or create better systems in your life to have a better quality of life, or to go ahead and understand how to increase your income, have better habits, have better relationships, create more experiences, then I don't think you'd take the time to listen to our podcast. Would you agree? Right? If you sit here on our podcast and you're a real estate agent and you don't think we could help you with any of those things, creating minimum one more transaction, we're going to do a lot more than that. Promise you, I have testimony after testimony to show you how to get more structure so you can have more freedom in your life, or give you better ideas on how to create a work-life integration, or how to overcome the self-doubt, overwhelm, frustrated feeling that maybe you feel. If you don't think that, I don't think you'd be listening to our podcast on a daily basis or weekly basis. So now that we've established that you probably know that we could help you with that, I need you to hit me up on Facebook or on Instagram. Instagram's at Real John Marone. Facebook is Jonathan Marone. I had to change it to get verified to my real legal first name. But Jonathan Marone or Real John Marone, hit me up now. I'll give you guys a second. Go on your phones. If you're not driving, go to Instagram at Real John Marone or into the Facebook and reach out to me there. Message me and just say coach real quick, coach. And I will talk to you really quick. It's going to be me personally. I will send you a link to fill an application out. We will get on a one-on-one call, talk about your business and how we could help you dominate the rest of 2023 and create some processes and some systems in place to really dominate 2024 as well. So reach out to me, give you guys a second before we dive into today's episode. Today's episode is not going to be too long. I'm going to kind of get right to it here in a second. But as I said before, if you think that we can help you grow your business, grow your quality of life, then please reach out to me on Instagram at Real John Marone or on Facebook so we can make sure we can help you out. Go to our website, go realestatemastery.com, and you can just sign up right there. If you don't even want to do an application and you're ready to go, then you could do it right there. Doesn't matter where you're at in your business, we can help you. Now, let's get to today's content. All right, so I wrote this on my post last week on my Instagram and on my Facebook, and I'm going to read what it says, and then we're going to dive into it really quick here, okay? May God and the universe provide you the patience and persistence this week. You may not be where you want to be, but if we stop, we will never get there. And did you ever think that we're exactly where we need to be? Keep growing. I'll say it one more time. May God and the universe provide you the patience and persistence you need this week. We may not be where we want to be, but if we stop, we'll never get there. And hey, did you ever think that we're exactly where we need to be? You're on this call because I think exactly where you need to be, whether it's hearing about our coaching or it's hearing about that little post I made. And I don't hope and pray that God gives that to you on this week. I just hope that it's on a daily basis. But I think you need a little bit more patience in your life. Well, I know I do. I think that you need a little bit more persistence in your life. I think we all do. And there's this fine, divine line between the two. John, how do I stay patient but continue to go, 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 go? How do I stay patient and persistent? It's not easy, but it's a must. It's not a should, it's a must. See, the thing with patience is that patience doesn't come from sitting on your ass. Patience doesn't come from hoping leads just show up. Patience doesn't come from hoping your business just goes to the moon. Patience doesn't come from hoping your relationship thrives. Patience doesn't come from just sitting there hoping things change and waiting as the time ticks by because you have patience and it's going to happen. That's not patience. Patience is doing the work and having a deep understanding that it's okay for it not to happen at this exact moment. It may feel like it sucks because sometimes it does, right? It's not growing like you want it to grow, right? You're not losing the weight like you want to lose the weight. You're not setting the appointments like you want to set the appointments. Implement more patience, but don't implement it without the persistence. So the persistence side of it is, are you waking up every day with a mission to go get it done? Are you waking up every day saying, hey, I faced some challenges yesterday and I'm going to face some today, but it will not stop me from taking one foot and putting it in front of the other, in front of the other, in front of the other. Do you have the persistence to get punched in the face over and over and over again and get up and do it again with the patience behind it saying, I know it's going to come. If I continue this path, if I continue putting the work in, if I continue listening to what John says, if I continue practicing my scripts, if I continue making my dials, if I continue waking up at this time, if I continue going ahead and having the hard conversations, if I continue filling up my cup first, if I continue, I know it will happen. I just need to have the patience to understand that this is the process that God and the universe is putting me through, and it's happening for a reason. And I don't know what that reason is yet, but I know looking back and connecting the dots, it will all make sense. May God give you that patience and persistence mentality on a daily basis. It's not easy, but it's needed. I think some of you listening right now, you don't have the patience like you need. You're sitting back and thinking, I got patience, know it's gonna happen, right? But you don't have the patience as far as the patience with the work. Or maybe you have this persistence, but you don't have the patience behind it. Why is this not happening now? What? Write this down. Instant gratification creates long-term regret. Instant gratification creates long-term regret. You have a microwave mentality. Well, you want it done fast because that is the world that we live in. But I'm here to inform you that that is not the way you are going to create massive, sustainable success and a scalable business along the way. You must delay gratification and have the patience and the persistence behind it, understanding that if I do this every day, if I put one foot in front of the other, if I take these hits, if I continue to do the right thing, then I'll get where I need to go. But if you just say, I have the patience, but you're working a little. If you are, a lot of you real estate agents need to hear this. Stop expecting CEO money when you are a part-time worker. Doesn't work that way. There are going to be frustrating moments where you don't want to be the person of persistence anymore, when you aren't going to want to be patient anymore. There are going to be moments, and you may be in that moment right now, but realize you may be exactly where you need to be. But don't give up. Keep going. Keep growing. Don't give up. Keep going and keep growing. Today is the day to tap back into that patience, to tap back into that persistence. To ask yourself, am I doing all I need to do to get to where I want to go? Or am I expecting my results to happen today with doing half of the work? Hear that again. Okay. Am I somebody who's expecting to get the results today from only half of the work? Or you are somebody who's saying, I am somebody who is going to put the work in and day out. I'm going to be persistent in creating and staying committed to my commitments and having the patience that knowing it will catch up to me. I had a client of mine reach out to me, no longer a client, but still a friend. He moved on and is doing other things with his life. And he started his own coaching company and everything, and I'm proud of him. But he sent me an image and it said, the pain of regret or the pain of discipline. And this image kind of showed the difference. And I talk about this a lot. And I'll do a whole podcast episode on this. But I'll hit you with this really quick. You're either walking through the pain of regret or the pain of discipline. The problem with the pain of discipline is you feel it every day. You feel it when you wake up at that 5 o'clock time and you go to the gym when you don't want to. You feel that pain of discipline. You feel the pain of discipline when you role play over and over again and it feels uncomfortable, feels awkward. Right, you feel the pain of discipline when you make your dials and they tell you no and it's hard to get that yes. You feel your pain of discipline on a daily basis and it's hard. The problem with the pain of regret is you don't feel it until months later, until it's almost too late, until your bills are sky high, until your mortgage is 3 months late, until you're overweight, until you lost your relationship, until you have a ton of leads that you never reached out to. The pain of regret has a delayed feeling. The pain of discipline has an immediate feeling. And that immediate feeling doesn't always feel good. So you may be sitting right now in your pain of regret and not knowing it. Don't allow yourself the 6 months to go through this pain of regret and then finally feeling it when it's almost too late, when you're behind the eight ball, when you have your bills piled high, when you're overweight. The pain of regret has a delayed feeling. Please stop right now and say, I'm willing to go through the pain of discipline so that I don't have to suffer from the pain of regret. Because that pain of discipline you will feel on a daily basis, but that pain of regret you won't feel till it's almost too late. So that's where you got to tap into patience and persistence. Patience and persistence. Because without the patience and persistence, you're walking in the pain of regret. It's a very clear identifier. So I'll repeat it to you guys one more time. I'll let you guys run today. Hit me up on Instagram. Hit me up on Facebook. Let's go. Let's get you into coaching. Let's at least talk about it. Stop sitting on the sidelines. Join the crew. Join the mastery crew. Let us show you how to go ahead and create a better income and a better life. Remember, hit us up Instagram and just say the word coach. Okay, just say the word coach or go to gorealestatemastery.com and hit us up from there. So here's the post I put on Instagram last week. May God and the universe provide you the patience and the persistence you need this week. You may not be where you want to be, but if we stop, we will never get there. And did you ever think we're exactly where we need to be? I'm going to say it one more time for the people in the back. Say it one more time for the people in the back. Okay. May God and the universe provide you with the patience and the persistence that you need this week. Simple as that. May God and the universe provide you with the patience and persistence you need this week. You may not be where you want to be. That's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Because you may be exactly where you need to be. You may not be where you want to be, but that is okay because you may be exactly where you need to be. And if you stop now, you will never get to the place that you are destined to be. So keep going and keep growing. I appreciate you guys listening to today's episode. Have a phenomenal rest of your week. As I said earlier, please reach out to myself if you're looking to get coached, if you want your team to be coached, if you're newer in real estate and you don't have a ton of money, but you want to find a way to get into our network, reach out to me via email, via text, or not text, but via message. Hit us up. Say the word coach. We'll talk about it, but only do it if you're serious. Don't be someone freaking hits me up and, you know, never goes ahead and clicks the link. I can't stand that. You know what I mean? Be a doer, not a talker. Okay. And then lastly, go support my beautiful wife, Beach Bum Boulevard 23 on Instagram, or www.thebeachbumboulevardblvd.com. Check out her amazing swag that she has going on and support her as well. Thank you guys for tuning in today. I hope that you got value out of it. I hope that you tap into patience and persistence. I hope that you start walking in the pain of discipline so you're not walking in the pain of regret. And I hope that you don't wait for the door of opportunity to open. I hope you go kick that damn door down and take what is yours. See you guys next week. Listen.